Glossary. Superstitions.
Belief that is not supported by reasoning or proof.
Jet black.
Deep black.
Shed.
Drop.
Nonsense.
Foolish behavior.
Groundless.
Having no base of reason.
Children, answer the following questions. Does the poem speak in favor of superstitions or against them?
What are the different superstitions talked about in the poem? List them.
Do you believe in the superstitions? Why? Why not?
What is the meaning of not shed a tear in the poem?
What do people believe when a black cat appears on their way? Children, look at the picture and answer the following questions.
What is happening in the picture?
Why do people do such activities?
Have you seen such incidents happening in your area?
Have you ever participated in any of such activities?
Do these events bring happiness to the people? Children, let's know some interesting facts behind Indian superstitions.
Facts behind Indian superstitions. India is a beautiful country. Its culture is very rich. The Westerners praise our culture, but there are some superstitions in our society which are spoiling our unique culture. Other cultures also have superstitions. A Roman belief is mentioned later.
Superstition is a peculiar type of traditional belief without reason. It is founded upon fear, born of ignorance and mystery. Let's see some of the Indian superstitions and facts behind them.
Cats crossing your path. In ancient times, during the night time, people used to travel through forests in bullock carts with torch bearers showing them the way. The carriage animals would get past big wild cats like leopards, hyenas, jackals and foxes.
These wild animals with their glowing eyes usually scare the horses and bullocks that pull the carts. That is why the traveling party would stop now and then to enable the animals to refresh themselves before they take up the long journey ahead without any difficulty.
Travelers would share their practical experiences and tell other travelers not to proceed when the wild cats appeared on the way. This had become a habitual practice and became a superstition.
So, when a domestic cat appears on the way, people take it as an evil omen.
Haircut on Tuesday. In olden days, a large portion of the Indians were farmers. After a week of hard work, they would observe Monday as a relaxing day. They would clean their homes and cut their hair on the day. Usually, the barber would have had a much deal on Mondays. So, they would have closed their shops on Tuesdays.
This practice has continued till date, but the reason behind it has been completely forgotten.
So, the Tuesdays are gradually observed as bad days for the haircut.
Breaking mirror brings 7 years bad luck. In the olden times, mirrors were not cheap and they were of inferior quality and easily broken. Therefore, to avoid this problem, it was told that the breaking a mirror brings 7 years of bad luck.
That was a simple scaring tactic.
7 years idea came from the ancient Roman belief. Romans believe that 7 years of time is a period for the renewal of life.
Lizard falling on the body is bad luck. The falling of lizard on a person's body is said to indicate certain future happenings. However, the fact is that the lizards are usually poisonous and may release toxic chemicals if they come in contact with human body. Food items like milk, curd and curries may get contaminated if lizards fall in them.
So, one should be aware of that particular spot on the body and avoid such contaminated and poisonous food. The only answer to these beliefs is education and social awareness. The children should fight against irrational beliefs effectively.
Children, let us know some meanings for the keywords. Toxic.
Poisonous, harmful.
Westerners.
People who live in the western part of the world, Europe, North America, South America.
Ignorance.
Lack of knowledge.
Ancient.
Very old.
Torch.
A piece of wood or bundle of cloth with a flame at one end used as a light.
Carriage.
Carts drawn by a horse or a bullock.
Glowing.
Shining.
Scare.
Frighten.
Evil omen.
Bad sign.
Contaminated.
Made dirty, polluted or poison.
Irrational.
Against reasoning or common sense.
Children, answer the following questions.
What are the things that spoil our unique culture?
What was the source of light for the travelers in the ancient times?
Why would the travelers' party halt during their long journeys?
What was the relaxing day for the Indians in the olden days?
How is the falling of a lizard understood? Children, now read the following sentences and correct the false statements and write them in your notebook.
In the past days, a large portion of the Indians was farmers.
The barbers would have much deal on Tuesdays.
During the old times, the minerals were cheap and they were of high quality.
Superstitions is a peculiar type of traditional belief by reason.
Some lizards release poisonous chemicals from their body to protect themselves from their enemies. Children, now let us read this paragraph.
Once there was a Gurukula ashram. The guru of the ashram was a very knowledgeable person. The students respected him very much. The ashram had a few cows with them. Every night, a cat used to come and drink the milk from the ashram's kitchen. Guru and his sishyas were worried and disturbed about this.
They made a trap and caught hold of the cat. Guru did not want to punish the cat. He believed in Jivakarunyam. They tied the cat to a post and kept him as their pet and fed him. After some years, older sishyas left the ashram and new sishyas came to ashram. The guru became old and sick and passed away. The ashram selected their next guru and the tradition carried on. The cat was still there, tied to the post and was fed and taken care of. One day, the cat died. The whole ashram felt sad.
The next day, the new guru ordered his disciples to find another cat to be tied to the post. The new guru did not know why the cat was to be tied to the post. He had to follow his guru. So, he wanted to keep up the tradition of tying a cat to the post ignorantly, without any reason.
This was a tradition the new guru followed more as a sentiment. In the same way, our forefathers had followed certain rituals. We follow them without reasoning.
If we question, we are considered arrogant.